On today's episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I recap the men's basketball game from this past weekend, also preview the men's upcoming game against Army and the women's basketball game against Stanford, and also give some bowl game picks for the week. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 29 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And, you know, it really is that time of the year where all you want to do is just sit back and relax. You got bowl games, you got college basketball, you got pros everywhere. And you know what? This is officially that week where you can pack it in. You can officially, I'm letting you know, you have permission from Tim Cox, from the Cox Talking Gamecocks podcast official stamp of approval, that you can officially start circle back in the new year season. It is the season of get back to me in the new year. Get back to me after the holidays, Bob. I'll get back to you later. You have my full permission to put your feet up and hide behind calendar blocks, between away emails, all of that. And speaking of that, I have a couple of announcements here for the rest of the year, I guess I should say, because we're going to circle back with regular schedule after the year, folks. You know, I'm going to hide behind some blocks here, but going to have an abbreviated schedule for the next couple of episodes just because of the holidays and things like that. Want to make sure that, A, everyone can listen to it, don't have to feel like you got to squeeze an episode in between family gatherings, even though maybe that's what you need. Maybe you need an 18-minute break between your families and you can, you know, go back to your Christmas ham or whatever it may be. I don't know, but the situation is this. So obviously, this is a regularly scheduled podcast, no problem about it, but there will be no episode on Friday. So that is Christmas Eve, no episode on Christmas Eve day, Christmas Eve morning. I'm sorry to disappoint folks. I might do a Christmas special episode, kind of like we did that Welcome Home transfer bonus episode. Might do that depending on how things shake out, but I also just might keep it to Instagram. So if you are not following me on Instagram, this is a great plug. Cox Talking Gamecocks, one word. It's all mushed. Go shoot your boy a follow. But then also the following Monday, so a week from today, there will also be no episode. I'm going to be in transit home from families, so I'm going to do the Duke's Mayo Bowl preview episode. That's going to be on Wednesday. So I don't normally do Wednesday episodes, but Wednesday, the day before the bowl game, I'm going to do my preview episode. So that's kind of like how we did it in the regular season, where the Friday before the Saturday, I would give the preview. I'm going to give my crows to the game, the whole nine. So we're going to do that on Wednesday, and I'm also doing a New Year's six-pack of picks. So we're bringing the six-pack of picks back for the New Year's six bowls. See what I did there? Ah, just great. I mean, that was too easy. That was a layup. So that's the schedule. So it's today, and then next Monday, no episode, Wednesday. So today, Monday, probably listening to it, and then Wednesday before the bowl game. But make sure to tune in. And I'm going to blast at everyone on social media to remind y'all, because I'm just balling like that. But all right, so right now we're going to get into the weekend review, which is the men's basketball recap. Then I'm going to preview the men's next game, and then the women's game for this upcoming week. And then we're also going to do some bowl picks, because there is bowl games everywhere this week. So we're going to dive into just my quick gut reactions on who I like, what I like for this week, and then we will wrap things up. So all right, so weekend review here, men's basketball recap. Unfortunately, our boys, they took the L to Clem Suck Saturday night, 70-56. But I mean, the amount of Carolina players that were out, you can't even really call this a contest. I bet you there's some chooch podcast from the upstate saying like, oh, we beat those guys. Well, all right, well, listen to this. AJ Wilson, he was out with a knee injury. And then, unfortunately, the Rona just ran through our team. I don't know if anyone's actually sick, but it was COVID protocols. All of these guys were out. James Reese, Wildens Levesque, Devin Carter, Josh Gray, all of them out. All of them contributors for the Gamecocks. These are not guys who play minimal minutes. These are guys who are big-time players for South Carolina. So to have all of those guys plus A.J. Wilson out, you are seriously, seriously hampering yourself. And, of course, those absences were announced about an hour after I recorded last episode, so I had got my hopes up and then found out after the fact. But, hey, that's life as a Gamecock fan. But the limited team, in my opinion, they did play hard. I mean, Frank, he set the tone before that game. They were not going to make excuses. They were still going to go there and play with what they had. And in my opinion, they responded about as best as you could. Going into the half, they were within 6 points. So you were right there in that game in the first half. But unfortunately, in the second half, you're just not able to keep up. And probably because you don't have a whole lot of depth. So it's a tough straw at it. But some highlights here for y'all. Chico Carter Jr., 21 points in 30 minutes off the bench, by far led the team in points. Super impressive effort off the bench, playing darn near the whole game, 21 points. Hats off to you, my man. And then Eric Stevenson, he had a nice game himself, 10 points and 7 rebounds. So you saw the effort was there, and the team played hard. It's just when you're down, what's that, 5 guys, like a good chunk of your team, and guys who contribute, you're just not going to have the depth to keep up for a full game. And I think that's what you saw. So it's always tough to lose to your rival in any way. But I truly believe that if healthy, this would have been a much more competitive game. And I do think that Carolina could have ended up on top. But hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But the next men's game, they're actually going to take on Army this upcoming Wednesday at 3:30 in Columbia. That's honestly pretty cool. I mean, I feel like when you think of these service academies, Army, Air Force, Navy, maybe Citadel even, I normally think of their football teams. I can't really remember seeing their basketball team in action. So that's kind of electric. Should be cool to see. Different matchup. Now, what are we looking at here? Army is 6-5 on the year, 1-4 away. They're averaging little less points per game than South Carolina with 71 per game. But an interesting stat gap was that Army averages just about 2 blocks per game compared to South Carolina's 5.5. So could be a big day for our big men. And, you know, I have to assume that our team is going to be healthy by then. I don't know what the protocols all are. I don't know if it's a certain amount of days or a certain amount of games. So for all I know, this could be the same situation as what just happened where all those guys are still out. But assuming that they are healthy, my crow to the game for this game is to feed the big men. And while Army may have a winning record, they have only played one other Power 5 team. I think it was Duke. So granted, you know, a high-ranked team and all that, but they got smoked. And it just makes me think that from a raw basketball skill gap, there's a big gap. More basketball skill set, rather. I was going to say maybe like an athletic gap or like fitness gap, but like these freaking guys are in the Army. They're in the best shape of anyone on the floor. But from a basketball standpoint, they might just not have the resources and the time because they are doing much more important things than worrying about basketball. So playing physical and feeding our big men in the post could be the difference maker in this game. So hopefully the Gamecocks, if healthy, well, even if not healthy, but hopefully we can get a W and head into Christmas with a nice W. And then the women's team, huge, huge matchup on Tuesday. I know where you can find me Tuesday night. You will be on my couch, glued into ESPN2, 7 p.m. The women's team takes on Stanford. Colonial Life will be undoubtedly rocking. And I don't think I'm alone in thinking that this game, it's going to mean a bit more for South Carolina than other games, with a feeling of unfinished business coming off of last year's matchup in the tournament. And I hate to have to dive into this a bit because I know we're going to see it just 1,000 times on repeat. Thanks a lot, ESPN. But obviously, the last second one-point heartbreaking loss that the Gamecocks suffered against Stanford last year in the tournament is still fresh on all of our minds. I mean, that team was destined to do some great things, and it came to a heartbreaking, heartbreaking stop. So hopefully, South Carolina can sort of exercise some demons against Stanford. You're facing your foe, at home. You know the crowd is going to have revenge on their mind. So hopefully Dawn Staley and co. can handle their business, because I think this team right now has all of that emotion and is using it as motivator for this season. And that's why we're seeing them play as hard as they have been. But what are we looking at here? Stanford is number 3 in the country, currently with an 8-2 record, 2-0 on the road. Stanford averages just about 73 points per game compared to South Carolina's 72. So offensively, both teams are pretty darn comparable. But Stanford averages 57 points allowed per game compared to South Carolina's 49. And as good as the Gamecocks have been this year, I do feel like I have been most impressed by their defense. I feel like I'm constantly bringing up these impressive quarters that they have and ways to stop the other team's playmakers. So it feels like this game could boil down to whose defense will hold in this matchup where, you know, there's just talent everywhere on both sides of the floor. But my first crow to the game here is keep shipping everything up to Boston. Shipping up to Boston, baby. Aaliyah Boston, her unreal season, and Stanford, yeah, they have some post players themselves, and I think, I'm not sure what her name is, but there is a really good player. I think her last name is Jones, maybe Haley Jones, if I'm not mistaken. She was the one who was taking on Boston for most of the game last year. She is still there, but when you have an All-American like Aaliyah Boston, you have to keep playing through her until the other team can figure it out. And right now, nobody has been able to, and we have played some pretty darn good teams. My second crow to the game is smother the outside shooters. Now, again, overall, our defense this year has been pretty darn stellar, but I like the idea of stopping the one or two shooters that Stanford has, trying to make them a bit more one-dimensional and forcing them to go inside a bit more, because our depth on the inside is a huge, huge strength to our team. So if you can have fresh bodies in there rotating, and if someone does get into foul trouble, then you can substitute someone in really quick, and then that person can still produce on the offensive side of the floor too, I think that is going to be a huge, huge factor in this game. And then my third crow to the game here, just play our game. I mean, really. We are undefeated for a reason. We have played a hell of a schedule, but every team we have played has had a loss or two. Stanford, what did I just say? They have 2 losses or something like that? So right now, we are the clear-cut number one team in the country, and we are like that for a reason. And to this point in this season, this team is battle-tested because of the fantastic schedule that these ladies have played thus far. So you have to stick with what has served us well and keep this thing rolling, right? Work through your playmakers, make timely shots, give the ball to Boston, play smothering defense, and hopefully that's what it's going to take to get the job done. And like I said earlier in the season, until I have seen something drastically otherwise, I'm sticking with the Gamecocks, I'm sticking with Dawn Staley, and I think that if our girls can play our game and limit Stanford's playmakers, I don't see a reason in the world why Carolina can't end on top, because Colonial Life is going to be absolutely bananas. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. I'm so excited to watch, and let's go, Cox. Woo! Got me fired up here for a Tuesday basketball game. Let's go. Let's go. But all right, so shifting gears here. So that's the update on South Carolina sports. That's the previews. That's the recaps. But what else is going on in the college landscape? It is bull bonanza. And since our game isn't until next week, and we are officially waist-deep in bowl season, I wanted to give my picks for a few this week, especially since I just said you are officially allowed to give up on work for the rest of the year. Not just this week, but next week too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give my gut reactions here, you know, maybe give a little tidbit or two for these games. But the best part about bowl season is that it is the most random matchups you'll ever see, but sometimes you end up with some pretty darn good football. And if there's someone who says that there's too many bowl games, I'm sorry. Disagree wholeheartedly. Never will agree with you. More football. Who cares that some random-ass teams, both 6-6, are playing? Who cares? There's football on TV, right? I was laying on the couch, wasn't doing much this weekend, but I watched so many games. I had Eastern Michigan Liberty on. You had Akron on, right? Akron. I had South Carolina State versus Jackson State. Shout out South Carolina State. Love the Palmetto State getting a W there. It's amazing. So we're going to keep the good times rolling here, and I'm going to go day by day here for this business week. So Monday, with the Myrtle Beach Bowl, we have Old Dominion versus Tulsa. I didn't know what to do with this. I had Tulsa once or twice in my six-pack this past year, so I was going to say, you know what, let's ride with Tulsa. But you know what? Give me ODU plus 9. Both teams have similar points, but ODU has averaged more points scored. So you know what? We're just going with offense here. And if what happened over this past weekend holds true, offense is going to reign supreme this bowl season. So I'm going to ride with that. And then Tuesday, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. That's a mouthful. When I first read that, I thought it was the Tropical Smoothie and then Cafe Frisco Bowl. But I think it's Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. I don't know, Frisco, like San Francisco? I have no idea, but whatever. It's UTSA versus San Diego State. Give me the over at 49.5. UTSA, the Roadrunners, Mimi, they have been electric this year. They score a ton of points. San Diego State, they have a pretty good defense, but again, I just kind of feel like offense is running supreme this bowl season, and I think UTSA is going to be able to score points. San Diego State is inevitably going to have to catch up, and it's going to hit the over. And now Wednesday, give me the Lockheed Martin Military Bowl. This is Mizzou versus Army. And don't quote me on this one, but I think the SEC, they hit a threshold for bowls that you could have that are associated with the conference or something like that. But they had one more team that was bowl eligible. And so they basically relegated Mizzou to this game because they're just like, meh, like, go to the Lockheed Martin Bowl. You're kind of in the SEC, like the redheaded stepchild of the SEC, really. But with that being said, give me Army minus 4. LOL, suck it, Mizzou. So I like this because when you look at it, Army is able to stop the run. They've been able to stop the run all year. They've played some decent teams. And as we remember from our game versus Mizzou, they lived through Tyler Beatty. If you can stop him, you can beat them. And I think Army is going to be able to slow them down enough. They have that wacky offense. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to get a W. Plus, it's the Military Bowl. How am I not going to pick Army in the Military Bowl? Also, shout out to the Army. Getting two shout outs this podcast. Two previews. That's awesome. So Thursday, the Frisco Football Classic presented by Ryan. I don't know who Ryan is or what Ryan is, but hey, they're presenting you a nice football game. North Texas versus Miami, Ohio. UCF and Florida was also playing this day. But I wanted to stick with the randomness that is bowl games. So give me North Texas, Miami, Ohio, and give me Miami, Ohio minus 3. Couldn't tell you why. Next, Friday, it's Christmas Eve on Friday, folks, but you have the Easy Post Hawaii Bowl electric Memphis versus Hawaii. How are you not going to root for points in this one? Over 56. Hawaii scores a bunch. Memphis scores a bunch. It's in Hawaii. It's Christmas Eve. Everyone wants to have fun. Over. Presents for everybody. Points for everybody. And then Saturday, this is the last one I'm picking here. It is Christmas Day. So I don't know what everyone does for Christmas, but if you are laying around and you want to get some football on, you want to maybe escape from the family, you have the Tax Act Camilla Bowl. I think I'm saying that right. Georgia State versus Ball State. Give me Georgia State minus 5, and that's for Sean Elliott. Shout out to your ties to the Gamecocks. Sean Elliott has been doing a great job at Georgia State since being the head coach, so minus 5 there. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode, a lighter episode, kind of a fun episode. Once again, we have this episode this week, and that's it. I might do a Christmas special on Instagram or something like that. Keep your eyes peeled. And then we will pick things up on Wednesday, next Wednesday, the day before the bowl game, for my full preview and six-pack of picks. That's going to be a great episode. It's going to be locked and loaded. But if I don't hear from you, have a very, very happy holiday season and Merry Christmas if you do celebrate. I am very grateful and appreciative for all y'all listening. And with that being said, go Cocks.